Hey. Welcome to the Faithfully Confident podcast with Christian confidence coach Courtney Berry. That's me. This podcast was created for those of you who God called to become entrepreneurs and you desire the confidence to pursue a business. If you're starting on your journey and want to learn all things faith, confidence, marketing, and sales, you are in the right place. If you enjoy today's episode, share this episode on your social and tag me at SheBloomsFaithfully on Instagram. I'll catch you later and enjoy today's episode. Oh, and don't forget to subscribe. I'm super excited. This is going to be a really good training, you guys, a really, really, really good training, because I know this is something that so many of you are working on right now. You're just starting your businesses. You are super excited. You want to get those clients. You want to get that income. You don't want to be going back to your 9-to-5, or you want to quit your 9-to-5, whatever it is. We are going to make this happen. Who is excited? I'm excited. I'm so excited. Okay, so what we are going to do today, we are going to talk about what I call is the income pyramid. And what the income pyramid is different offers within your business. So there is the top of the pyramid, and then there's the bottom of the pyramid. Oh my goodness. Bottom of the pyramid. So we're going to talk about that and what that is and how you can structure it to benefit you and your business and how you can use it to set your goals. So as well as that, we are going to be talking about how we can, with our goals, our financial goals, how we can structure them to reverse engineer them in order to achieve the goal that we essentially would like to reach. So we are today talking about goals. So I want you to pause this and I want you to write down what your income goal is. What is your income goal that you want to reach on a monthly basis, on a weekly basis, on a daily basis? What is that goal that you want to reach? And be honest with yourself. The more honest you are, the more results you're going to get and the quicker you're going to get those results, because it's coming from your heart. It's coming from your soul. It's coming from God instead of worldly ways around you and them pushing those goals on you. So maybe you want to have a 5K month. Put 5K down. Be honest with yourself. Write those numbers down. So when you have those numbers written down, what we're going to do is we are going to reverse engineer those goals with our income pyramid. So I want you to right now, looking at that income goal that you have set for yourself, I want you to think about all the different packages, all the different offers that you feel you're really excited. You're really excited. Like you can't wait to get this out into the world. You can't wait to see the results that it's going to get for your customers. You can't wait. You can't wait. You can't wait. You're so excited. It has to be out there now. Write those down. Write those offers down right now. Write them down, because those are the offers that you're going to be getting those clients through, because you're super excited. You're super aligned. You're literally vibrating like, oh, I can't wait to do this. It's going to be so much fun. Those are the offers that you're going to make the money from. So write those down. Now, it's best if you have, we'll say three. If you can come up with three, that would be amazing for this training and make it very, very easy for you. So come up with as many offers as you can. Draw a triangle. Yeah, four layers. That's what it is. Four levels. So we have a high offer, we have a mid offer, we have a low offer, and then we have a free offer. So I want you to write those down within your pyramid. We have our low offer at the bottom, we have our high at the top, so really low high, free low high, free low mid high. I'm such a weird mood today. Anyway, so I want you to write those down, and I want you to figure out where those are within your goal. So you have your high level offer. Your high level offer is going to be your one-on-one coaching. That is going to be your highest package. That's going to be where you're going to be making the most income and the quickest. So when you have your income goals, that is where you're going to be making the most money. That is where you want to start. I don't want you starting at the bottom of your pyramid. I don't want you starting there, because if you start there, you're going to get stuck there. You're going to get stuck selling low offers to get to your income goal. And that's not what I want for you. That's not going to get you to your goal the fastest. And I want you having those months that you truly desire so that you can create that freedom for yourself, for your family, just have that lifestyle that you truly desire. And you are so worthy of it. You're so worthy. So I want you to go through those levels. I want you to go through your high level, your one-on-one coaching. What feels good to you to reach? What feels good to you? Write that down. A mid-level offer. What feels good to you for a mid-level offer? And a mid-level offer, that's going to be a group program. It could be a course. It could be a mastermind. Somewhere, something where they still have time with you. They still have access to you, but it's not as much access to you as your one-on-one. So it's like a step before your one-on-one. So once you have that written down, what your ideal number for that is, I want you to go to your low-level offer. What feels good to you for a low-level offer? What is that number that you feel comfortable? This is the first person. You're, you know, starting this relationship with this person. They've reached out to you. You know that you can help them. You have an offer that helps them. They can only afford so much, but you really want to help them. What is that number to you? What feels good to you? And I don't want to give you any price ranges because I want this all to come from your heart. I want this all to come from you on a soul level. I don't want to be putting anything into your head. So right now, I just want you to create those numbers that feel good to you because that's when you know you're going to be in alignment. And after we have done that, then we'll kind of dig deeper into it and see really if you actually are truly aligned with it or if you're setting the bar too low. Because sometimes we set the bar too low for ourselves and we lowball ourselves. We hand out discounts. We hand out freebies left, right, and center because we don't feel we're worthy of having that ideal month. We don't feel worthy of receiving money. And especially as Christians, and if you haven't watched my biblical wealth training, this is something you struggle with because God wants his children to have money. He wants his children to be successful and wealthy so that money is in the right hands. We can do so many amazing things with our money. And the more money that we make, the more impact we're making and the more that we're bringing potentially more people to his kingdom. And that's what he wants for us. So don't feel bad about charging. Don't feel bad about, you know, having people pay you because that's a good thing. You're helping them, you're serving them, but you can only serve them if you're doing this at a level that you can afford your bills, that you can afford your everyday living and your everyday lifestyle. So it's really important to know that one, as entrepreneurs, there's a difference between an entrepreneur and a CEO. And with a CEO, you are getting paid for your service, for how much value you're putting out into the world. As an employee, you're getting paid for your time. And I don't want you getting paid for your time. I want you to make as much money as you possibly can that feels aligned and good to you by putting in less hours and making it easy and giving it to God and surrendering everything to him. That is what I want. So once you have that income pyramid, and you have your numbers, I want you to look at your income goal. I want you to look at your income goal based off of your high level or your offers. So with your high level offer, I want you to write down how many of those packages you have to sell in order to reach your goal. And then same with your mid-level offer. How many of those do you have to sell in order to reach your goal? Same with your low offer. How many of those do you have to sell to reach your goal? When you look at those numbers, you will know whether or not those feel good to you because it's going to be a little bit higher to the point where you know that you can do it and you truly believe that you're capable of doing it, but you don't want it too drastically high to the point where, say, for example, your goal is $5,000 a month and you have a package that's $1,000. If it's a one-on-one package, for example, you don't want to be looking at that and say, well, I have to sell five of them. I have to have five one-on-one clients. And I only want three clients. I only want to work with three clients at a time. Then that number is not going to be in line with you. You're not going to want to sell that package. You're not going to attract those ideal clients to you because you're not aligned with that price. Because you know that if you work with five one-on-one clients, you're going to be burnt out. You're going to be exhausted and you're going to have no energy left. You're going to have no time for yourself because you're so busy focusing on those clients when you knew on a soul level that you could only deal with three, but yet you set your package at $1,000. So go through those numbers and reverse engineer it and tweak those numbers. See what feels good to you. So if it's too low, then raise it. Play with that number. Play with that number because ideally you will know how many people you want to work with. You know how many people you can handle at a time. You know how much time you want to give into your business. You know how much time you want to serve and provide value to your audience so that you can get paid. But how much of it is worth your energy is what I want you to ask yourself, is how much time from myself, how much energy from myself am I willing to give to get paid this dollar? Ask yourself that and be honest with yourself because that's going to get you that number. So we have that. And you know what? You're going to tweak this countless times. You're going to tweak this until you get a number that feels really good to you. And you're going to tweak it even after you level up and you start growing and developing as a business owner. You're going to continuously tweak this. It's going to be constantly shifting and changing and evolving as you shift, change, and evolve. The more you grow, the more successful you become, the more you're going to be tweaking your packages, the more packages you're going to be creating. But you have to know what that number is in order to achieve that. So you want to keep tweaking this package as you go until it feels good with you, until you will know when you're like, this is the number. You will get excited. It'll feel really good to you. And you just can't stop talking about it. You can't stop talking about it. I want you to know that no matter what your package is, no matter where you are at with your business, I want you to know this and really feel this. God wants you to be successful. He wants you to be successful. He wants you to have that income in your bank account so that the right people have money. The right people have the money so that they can continue to do good things with it. And he wants us to be wealthy. He wants us to be successful. He wants us to fulfill that purpose that's on our hearts. So whether or not you believe you're capable of it, whether or not you do, I want you to know that he does. I do. I believe in you. I know that you can make it happen. It's a matter of how much do you believe in yourself and how much are you surrendering to him? How much are you surrendering over to him? Because the more that you surrender, the more that you give to him, the more that he knows that you trust him and the more he's going to provide for you. So we have Romans 8:31 that talks about how, you know what, if God can be with us, who can be against us? If God is with us, We are unstoppable. There is nothing that can get behind us. God is with you. He wants you to be successful. He wants you to believe that you can do it. He wants you to trust. He wants you to surrender. He wants you to give it all to him. And so many times we are stuck in our own ways. We have to have that control. We have to have that control because that's what we're used to. But he doesn't want that. He wants you to give up complete control to him so that he can control the outcome. Yes, do the work, put in the work, create the packages, you know, create the offers, you know, have those calls, have those posts. Yes, do that. But don't sit there like, is it going to happen? Is it happening? Oh, there's a comment. Oh, there's a message. Oh, my phone is dinging. Oh my gosh. Oh, like, stop doing that. Like, stop. I want you to know that you absolutely can do this. Do our part and God will do his part. And we need to surrender.
If you made it this far in the episode, I wanted to take a moment and just personally thank you and share truly how grateful I am for your support. I really do appreciate you more than you know. And if you'd like to show more support with the podcast, please share it with others so they can find it, post about it on social media, and don't forget to tag me at SheBloomsFaithfully. I love to connect with my listeners and hang out with you guys on Instagram. It would also mean a lot to me if you took a moment and left a 5-star review and rating. Thanks again, and I will see you next week.